do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Of grass walking down the road. Tell me how long.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this last day, New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Got a couple of people who texted me to get the phone number again. I apologize. I didn't mention. Text me Payne. Just text me Payne, and I will text you Stacy's phone number, 231-627-4300. You'll be able to get that in a text message. Give them a call. You can then learn more about the new customer discount. Again, 231-627-4300. Just can't talk enough about the relief. The cells finally regenerating, working in the shoulder joints feels fantastic. So text me Payne and I will send you the information. Stacy, Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office there in Sheboygan, 323 North Main Street. In the first segment, I talked about new direction this new year, how things are changing basically at light speed, especially in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump has put together some cabinet members that he is ecstatic about the direction that they're going. One of those nominees that he's putting up, Linda McMahon, putting her up to be the Secretary of the Department of Education. Well, this is a press release that came to me this morning directly from the Trump-Vance transition team. Was dated yesterday afternoon at about 4 o'clock. Lawmakers, education experts, parent and student right groups applaud Education Secretary nominee Linda McMahon. This is what the press release said, starting off with a quote by President Trump. Linda will use her decades of leadership experience and deep understanding of both education and business to empower the next generation of American students and workers and make America number one in education in the world. We will send education back to the states. And Linda will spearhead this effort, quote, end quote, said President Donald J. Trump. Linda McMahon, President Donald Trump's pick to lead the Department of Education, is gaining strong momentum on Capitol Hill and throughout America. As a successful businesswoman, American First policy advocate, and former administrator of the Small Business Administration, Linda is poised to empower parents, students, and teachers while we make education in America great once again. Here's what people are saying. Former Secretary of Education Bill Bennett, quote, excellent choice. Linda is a hard-headed businesswoman. The Department of Education needs a tough, realistic-minded approach, the fact that she's not a darling of the education establishment, and not even schooled in education theory, is in fact an advantage. Linda will come at this with fresh eyes, not thinking she knows everything. One of the U.S. senators, Tommy Tuberville, Republican from Alabama, former football coach, Linda McMahon is a home run hire who will clean out the deep state bureaucracy at the Department of Education and will empower students and parents. Linda is a strong voice in the school choice movement, and she will get men out of women's sports, something very near and dear to the heart of Senator Tuberville. A governor, Democrat, from the state of Connecticut, Ned Lamont, I think she is going to be pretty good Secretary of Education. I look forward to working with her. Governor of Connecticut. House Committee on Education and Workforce Chair Virginia Fox, U.S. Congresswoman from North Carolina. Above all else, the Secretary of Education should be principled. She should be committed to the well-being and success of our students with a clear-eyed approach about what is truly needed to empower them. Linda McMahon fits that bill to a T. She's a fighter who will work tirelessly in service of the students, not the so-called elite institutions, the teachers' unions, or the federal bureaucracy. Incoming Senate Help Committee Chair Bill Cassidy, Congressman from Louisiana. I agree with President Trump's statement that we need someone who is going to focus on parental choice in children's education. Looking at Linda McMahon's experience running the Small Business Administration can obviously help in running another agency. I look forward to working with her. Senator, part of the Senate confirmation process, Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma. As a member of the GOP Help Committee, it is my honor to be the first to visit with Linda McMahon, President Trump's nominee to lead the Department of Education. After talking with Linda, I am fully convinced that she will empower students, parents, and teachers, bring education back to the states, and help set our kids on the pathway for success. The children need to be the top priority. Not bureaucratic agencies and teachers' unions. Another senator that is going to be part of the confirmation process, former governor, now senator from Florida, Rick Scott. Linda is a great friend and a strong leader. I know she will do an amazing job ensuring students from across America will receive the best-in-class education and work to remove woke policies from our classrooms. Senator Tim Scott, Republican from South Carolina. Education is the closest thing we have to magic in America. I'm looking forward to working with Linda McMahon to ensure every child has access to a high-quality education, regardless of race, background, or zip code. Another Republican Senator, Roger Marshall of Kansas. I had a great meeting today with Linda McMahon, our next Secretary of Education. we discuss the need to reform the Department of Education to prioritize parental rights, our students' futures, and ensure that we are taking federal bureaucrats out of education and putting it back into the hands of the states. I look forward to working with her. Donald Trump's endorsed candidate, current Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Linda McMahon is a patriot who served our country faithfully as a small business administrator and is ready to lead the Department of Education. She's committed to improving our students' futures, maximizing school choice, and rooting out DEI and bureaucracy from our schools. Incoming Senator-elect Jim Banks of Indiana. Enjoyed meeting with Linda McMahon today. She will do a great job as our next Secretary of Education. Senator Rand Paul, Kentucky. Great meeting with Linda McMahon. Looking forward to voting for her nomination. Incoming House Committee on Education and Workforce Chairman Tim Walberg, Congressman from Michigan. Linda McMahon has a proven record of delivering results. She was an excellent SBA administrator. I have no doubt she will make an excellent Secretary of Education. The list goes on and on and on. Well, I believe this is all part of the Department of Education in Washington either being eliminated or phased out of our federal government. Almost every single one of these senators, and why do I say senators? Because they are the ones that are going to approve, advise, and consent to her nomination. Every single one of them mentioned about sending education back to the states. Folks, this is something that Ronald Reagan promised the American people in 1980. When the Department of Education was an infant because of Jimmy Carter payback to the teachers' unions in his election of 1976, he created it. Ronald Reagan wanted to get rid of it just 4 years later and never did it. We'll finish this story up. Last segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4255. 4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, wrapping up this press release that was sent to the radio station this morning by the Trump-Vance transition team, talking about Linda McMahon as the new incoming Secretary of Education. A couple of more quotes from individuals supporting her nomination and what she plans to do with the Department of Education in Washington, D.C. U.S. Congressman Burgess Owens, Republican from Utah, former NFL player, said President Trump's nomination of Linda McMahon as Secretary of Education is the bold new leadership we need to fix a broken system. For too long, Washington bureaucrats have prioritized ideology over students, pushing DEI schemes over merit and indoctrination over results. That ends now. Moms for America. Congratulations to Linda McMahon for her appointment as Education Secretary. Moms for America is proud to see a strong, accomplished mother taking on this influential role for our children's future. Chairman Terry Schilling, American Principals Project. My wife and I pulled our seven children out of public schools because we saw that the left DEI gone wild firsthand. We can't wait for Linda McMahon to give power back to the parents. Moms for Liberty, co-founder Tiffany Justice. Linda McMahon's nomination is a testament to her dedication to serving the American people. It is incredible that parents will have an ally as the leader of the Department of Education. With her nomination, we are one step closer to an education system where parents are not only heard, but are in the driver's seat. Parents Defending Education, President Founder Nikki Niley. In line with Donald Trump's platform, supporting limited government intervention and a culture of personal liberty, President Trump's education policies are pro-family, pro-student, pro-parental choice. And Linda McMahon, a long-trusted Trump ally, is perfectly positioned to deliver on these policies. Folks, the list goes on and on and on. And one thing that's missing, any statements from any of the teachers' unions. They are absolutely dead silent, not even coming out against it, not saying anything negative about it. I mean, this list, I could read this story for probably the next 20, 25 minutes before I got through all of the people. College Football Hall of Fame coach Lou Holtz. President Trump has picked an incredible leader for his leaders for his cabinet, but I'm especially excited about my friend Linda McMahon as Education Secretary. Linda is a fearless America First champion who will put every school-age child first. Education in America is in great hands. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And here's the point. This takes leadership to make changes in government. I don't care if it's county government. I don't care if it's state government. I don't care if it's especially federal government. Leadership is what Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are bringing to the White House. And his cabinet selections are bold. But I think Donald Trump has finally realized the clock is ticking. It starts on January 20th, and he's only got 4 years. 4 years to fix America. The things that he's talking about doing with taxes, the things he's talking about doing with energy, the things he's talking about doing almost in every aspect of our lives is going to change. That's why the left does not want him to be sworn in on January 20th, doing everything they can to stop him. I don't think it's going to work. Two Democrat attorneys have already talked about pushing Congress to fight it in court using the 14th Amendment. Using what happened on January 6th of 2021 as a reason to prevent Donald Trump from being sworn in president, number 47. Now, it's not going to happen. This is a tactic that the left is going to try to do. January 6th, Electoral College, just in a few days next week, will meet. Electors will cast their votes this coming Monday, January 6th. And then 2 weeks later, on January 20th, he'll be sworn in. His cabinet selections will be approved, and they are off and running. It's a great day in America, and things are changing. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm